From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brandt.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the ever self-obsessed baby boomers.
Oh, Alex, do we know any?
On the subject of longevity, another competition to win.
Okay, well, good luck with that, Alex. First to Capitol Hill and airline safety. A House committee is hearing from two Federal Aviation Administration inspectors who are now whistleblowers. They say the FAA is too close to the airline industry and has failed to regulate it properly. These whistleblowers exposed missed safety inspections at Southwest Airlines. Southwest has been ordered to pay a $10 million fine. Here's Inspector Bobby Boutrous at the House Transportation Committee today.
I'm here today because I'm concerned for the safety of the flying public, which has been jeopardized by the abuse of authority and violations of the federal regulations.
And it's not just Southwest. Over the last few months, hundreds of flights have been canceled and delayed, planes grounded for maintenance inspections. Before the two FAA whistleblowers went before the committee today, they spoke with NPR's Wade Goodwin. And Wade is with us now from member station KERA in Dallas. Hi, Wade.
Hello.
Well, these whistleblowers say the problems at Southwest didn't just happen overnight. They were years in the making. What did they tell you?
They told me it's been a crisis that's been 5 years in the making. When Bobby Boutrous was initially signed to check on Southwest's engine maintenance, that was back in 2003, he says the company's paperwork was so bad he couldn't tell what was being done and what wasn't being done. He went to his supervisors and informed them of the problem, and he told them they needed to send Southwest what is called a letter of investigation, which is a fairly serious action under the FAA's rules, but it's required under these circumstances. But Boutrous's supervisor, the man named Doug Gawodzinski, refused to allow him to do that. And Boutrous says this was the beginning of a trend that Gawodzinski got in the way of his investigations and sided with the airline.
Okay, and let's hear him.
Since 2003, I have been raising safety concerns regarding my supervisor, principal maintenance inspector, Douglas Gawodzinski, suppressing my inspection findings and his refusal to follow FAA guidance regarding chronic and systemic noncompliance maintenance issues that affect air safety.
And Wade, what came out of that, of his complaint?
Well, I mean, a lot of things have come out of the complaint. Southwest, you know, must have had some problems itself deciphering its maintenance documents. As the FAA investigative pressure continued to build, Southwest suddenly discovered 47 737s that were out of compliance with FAA regulations. And instead of taking those aircraft out of action for inspection, Southwest continued to fly those jets, which was illegal. So now we've got the FAA investigators up on Capitol Hill pointing fingers at FAA supervisors and to Southwest. It was just announced that more airlines are under investigation for maintenance issues, and it's become a real black eye for the FAA and the airline industry.
So back in 2006, didn't Southwest say, okay, well, maybe we have some problems and we're going to fix them ourselves?
Well, you know, I mean, one of the things they did was, as Bobby Boutrous continued to pressure them, they went behind his back and asked the supervisor to remove Boutrous, which he did. And that turned into, it seemed like FAA had beaten Boutrous, but It actually ended up being something bad for Southwest. The guy who the FAA brought in to replace Boutrous agreed with Boutrous. And then when Southwest tried to go behind this new investigator's back, this new investigator named Peters became a whistleblower too. So then they had two investigators pointing the finger at Southwest.
So this all leads to the congressional hearing today. Any further fallout?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to have fallout. We're going to see what, I mean, today is important, I think, for the investigators. But what the investigators say is really going to be important is, what will Congress do about this? Are they going to support the investigators? Are they going to keep the pressure on the FAA? And that's what we'll be looking for in the coming weeks.
All right. NPR's Wade Goodwin, thank you.
My pleasure.